Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general.
The socialists and the communists in France were the most progressive, I would say, and the less authoritarian nationalistic. Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss a few aspects of European democracy. We'll start by responses of different German occupational groups to preferred party system, only males. So civil servants won several parties, 88% of male civil servants in Germany want several parties, upper white collar 77%, free professional 69%, skilled workers 65%, artisans 64%, lower white collar 62%, businessmen 60%, farmers 56%, semi-skilled workers 49%, and unskilled workers 40%. In terms of one party, it's a bit reversed. Civil servants 6%, upper white collar 13%, free professional 13%, skilled workers 22%, artisans 16%, lower white collar 19%, businessmen 15%, farmers 22%, semi-skilled 28%, and unskilled 27%. So the lower your skills, the more authoritarian attitude you have. No party, highest percentage businessmen and unskilled workers, 11-12%. Right, the lower skill you are, the higher your authoritarian personality and support for authoritarian system. The more skills you have, the more democratic you are. Second, the relationship between occupation, education and support of democratic party system in Germany 1953. So percent favoring the existence of several parties by educational level. So for those ones who have just elementary school, 29% favor existence of several parties of all farm laborers, 43% of all manual workers, 43% of farmers, 50% of lower white collar, 53% self-employed business, 58% upper white collar, 59% government officials across all professions with high school or higher, 52% of manual workers prefer existence of several parties, 67% of farmers, 68 of lower white collar, 65 of self-employed business, 69 of upper white collar, 78 government officials. The income composition of the working class support of the social democratic and communist parties in Finland and Sweden. Finland in 1956, Sweden in 1946. So in Finland, those who earned under 100 marka in 1956, 8% supported Social Democrats and 13% supported Communists. In total is around 20%. Between 100 and 400, 49% and 50%. So 99% voted with Social Democrats and the Communists. Between 400 and 600 marka, 22 with Social Democrats, 29 with Communists. So half of them supported the Social Democrats and the Communists. And for those who were high earners, above 600 marka, 21% voted with Social Democrats and only 8 with Communists. And in Sweden, under 2000 kroner, 14% with Democrats and 9 with Communists, so 23 in total, similar to Finland. Between 2000 and 4000, 43% with Social Democrats and 40% with Communists, so overwhelming majority were voting with these two parties. If you are between 4000 and 6000, 34% voted with Social Democrats and 35% with Communists. And if you earned plus 6000, you voted 9% with Democrats and 15% with Communists. So similar trend, the more money you have, the less vote, but it's like more the middle class was voting with this the socialists and the communists. The extreme rich and the extreme poor didn't vote with these two, and I observe a different pattern in Finland. The poor voted less, the extreme poor voted less with Social Democrats, and the extreme rich voted more with Social Democrats, while in Sweden the extreme poor voted less with Communists, while the extreme rich voted more with Communist and Socialist preferences in India by class and education. So we move for a short time from Europe to Asia, and we have Communist Party preferences in Kerala, Andhra and the rest of India by class and education, and preferences for socialist parties in all India. So in Kerala and Andhra, middle class voted 7% with Communists, and the rest of India voted 27% with Communists. So middle class in Kerala voted less. Lower middle class in Kerala also voted less than the rest of India with Communist Party, while working class in Kerala and Andhra voted more than the rest of India with the Communist Party. In terms of education, 52% of the illiterate voted with Communist Party in Kerala and Andhra, while in the rest of India only 43% of the illiterate Indians voted with the Communist Party. The ones with little school undermatriculated, 39% voted with the Communist Party in Kerala and Andhra, while in the rest of India 37% voted with the Communist Party. This is 1957. Those ones with matric plus, so with high education, 9% voted with Communist Party in Kerala, while 20% voted with the Communist Party in the rest of India. And among preferences for socialist parties in all India, the working class and the ones with little schooling voted the most with this party or parties. Okay, back to Germany. Percentage of total vote received by various German parties and the percentage of the 1928 vote retained in the last free election, 1932. So, the Conservative Party had 14% votes in 28, or while only 8% of votes in 33. The middle class parties, right liberals, had 8.7 in 1928, while only 1.1 in 1933. The left liberals had 4.8 in 1928, with only 0.8 in 1933. Small Business Party had 4.5 8% in 1928. In 1933, didn't have any vote. Probably didn't participate. Yeah, did not run. The center Catholic had 15% in 1928 and 15% in 1933. So they had a constant mass of voters. Let's see the workers' parties. The socialists had 29% in 1928 and only 18% in 1933. And the communists had a 2 points increase from 10 to 12. And the fascist party had 2.6 percentage in 1928 and in 1933, 43, almost 44 percentage points.
Only 5 years later.
So something extraordinary happened between 28 and 33. Most probably it was the bourse crash, the stock exchange crash, and the hyperinflation. Next, the ratio of the percentage of men in the Nazi party to the percentage in the general population from various occupation in 1933. Manual workers 68%, white collar workers more than the general population. Independents, like self-employed businessmen, artisans, free professionals, these were the most involved in the Nazi party, together with the domestic servants and non-agricultural family helpers, but also officials like civil servants, while peasants much less. The relationship between party vote and attitude toward birth control in France by party affiliation. So 27% of independents said the number of births is too great. 48% of the Pujal since 1950 said the number of births is too great. And 42% of the radicals said the number is too great. 43% socialists, 42% communists. 19% of Sustel, social republicans, said the number of births in France was not enough, highest percentage, while lowest was the socialist. From those who approved birth control information, communist socialists were the most likely to support birth control information, while those who disapprove mostly were the independent, the MRP, and the Sustel. So, just as a conclusion, the socialist and the communist in France were the most progressive, I would say, and the less authoritarian nationalistic. The party choices of voters in different occupational categories in the first elections of the Fifth French Republic, with communist workers and white collars were the most voters of the Communist Party. For the Socialist Party, similar, but also the retired and the rentiers. With the UFD of Mendes, mostly white collar, but also industrialist executives and professionals. With the Radical Party, mostly the self-employed, but also peasants and the retired rentiers. Left Gaullist, mostly the self-employed, with the Liberal Catholic Party, mostly the peasants and the retired and the rentiers, with UNR, mostly executive professionals, also white collars, with the Christian Democrat, mostly the industrialists, executives and professionals, and the self-employed, but also the retired and rentiers, with the independent and the peasant party, so the conservative, mostly the peasants and the industrialists, executives and professionals, With the Pujadist, the self-employed, and with the nationalist fascist, also the self-employed. This was France of 1959. And finally, McCarthy's support by political orientation. So we know McCarthy, the American authoritarian leader. Mostly the 19th century liberals were almost twice as those holding the other positions. And he expressed them their fear and mistrust of bigness. Okay, so this was a populist anti-big corporations, most probably. Alright, if you like this kind of content, please don't forget to subscribe, and see you next time. Bye bye.